Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The times we are living in can understandably feel heavy and overwhelming. It's important to hit pause, take a breath, and a break. If you're inspired to be amused, educated, and entertained, the Sacramento Jewish Film Festival promises to have something for everyone this year. The film festival just kicked off its 23rd year with a wide-ranging selection of feature-length to short films from all over the world, including Ukraine. We are always happy to have the festival join us to talk about the festival happenings and how you can make the most of it. Joining us today are Willie Recht, CEO of the Jewish Federation of the Sacramento Region, along with Jessica Braverman-Birch and Tevin Laxer, the director of the Sacramento Jewish Film Festival. Thank you all for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks. We appreciate being on.
Yeah, I appreciate having you and joining us, you know, each year. You know, Willie, starting with you, you're the CEO of the Jewish Federation of the Sacramento Region. Can you talk about some of the parallels or connections between the festival and really the events that are happening around the world right now?
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us. This has been an incredibly touching and important show. I've been listening this morning. I think you sort of brought a piece to it in the introduction about the pause and the importance of that pause, but also not forgetting what's going on. I mean, what's going on in Ukraine is incredibly important to the Jewish community. There's still over 200,000 Jews in Ukraine. There were, of course, many, many more prior to World War II and the Holocaust. But this is an important cause, and it's important between, you know, our federation and the 148 federations across the country, and have opened up an emergency fund, you know, raising almost $8 million in less than a week. And it happens to be that we have a film that Tevin will talk about, you know, about Ukraine. And so this is a subject that is very much close to home and something that we hold near and dear to our hearts and keep in our thoughts and prayers as well.
Tevin, this is the 23rd year. How has the importance of the Jewish Film Festival evolved for the Sacramento community?
And thank you for having us. And I want to say that the three segments are rather connected, given that you'll hear about a film from Ukraine shortly. And, you know, I also want to say that, you know, we are streaming again this year. We were streaming all of last year. We, like other festivals, really hope to go back to real theaters soon. We will be at a theater March 20th, as I'll also talk about. But, you know, we, as you said in your intro, we are open to all film lovers from all over Northern California. We hope to bring the community films that inspire, films with artistic value, educational content, and we like to entertain. We miss being at the Crest, where we also can have live music, dancing, and food, but people will have to have food and dancing in their own homes.
And that's an easy thing to do. Jessica, when it comes to the Jewish Film Festival, someone may think, look, well, I'm not really religious or I'm not Jewish. How would this appeal to those who don't belong to the Jewish community?
That's a really good question. I always reach out to, you know, friends, Jewish and non-Jewish, and tell them that we have such an important breadth of films. As Tevin mentioned, you know, genres and from 17 countries, and you know, we have just such a breadth of films and short films, and I think that there are lots and lots of our films that everybody would appeal to everybody. There is actually saw a film yesterday. I'll just briefly mention that it's for anybody in the who's interested in sports, but also in history. It talked about this gentleman, Marty Glickman, who many people don't know. If you lived on the East Coast, you would know him. But Marty Glickman was an athlete and was supposed to perform in the 1936 Olympics. ended up not because of politics and anti-Semitism at the time. But he went on to be one of the most famous sportscasters in history and helped start HBO Sports. So there's a lot we have, I think, and a lot of learning and joy. And so I encourage everybody to log on and see.
Well, each of you have selected a film that you want to profile. So let's get to it. Tevin, tell us about the film Song Searcher.
Sure. Thank you. It's also very personal to me since my grandfather was born in Ukraine, born in college, which is in Western Ukraine. He lost at least 17 family members in the Holocaust. So this film is a documentary about someone, you know, just like Jessica said about Marty Glickman, this film profiles someone that's little known as well, but was very important. His name is Moshe Beregovsky. And he was a musicologist, a scholar. He traveled throughout Ukraine from 1929 to 1947. And he recorded the traditional music of Ukrainian Jews. He recorded them on fragile wax cylinders. And he's literally over 2,000 recordings were made, essentially preserving centuries of Jewish culture, tradition, and songs. The film also depicts the destruction of Jewish life by both the Nazis and, sadly, the Soviets. Much of the film was both archival and recent footage was in Kyiv. I also want to mention for people listening, Kyiv is the Ukrainian pronunciation. Kiev is the Russian pronunciation. So we're now using Kyiv. Sadly, 81 years ago, almost to the day, Nazis bombed Kyiv. Sorry, Kyiv. Boy, I go back. It's hard to keep saying Kyiv.
It is.
But 1941, the Nazis bombed Kyiv and occupied the country. And sadly, now the Russians are bombing Kyiv and surrounding territory. I've seen the film twice now. I wonder how much of what I've seen will still be standing after this violence ends. Song Searcher will be streaming from March 8th through March 14th. And before we move on to the second film, Dave the Station. Oh, go ahead.
Yes, we're actually going to play that music clip that you were going to mention to end our show. I want to make sure we can get to Jessica and Willie before we wrap up. Willie,
thank you.
You are very welcome. Willie, the next film that you want to talk about is Tree of Life. This was the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in American history.
Yeah, I was going to talk about this, and I feel fortunate that we get to show this film, you know, a documentary about the horrific 2018 shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. And the film exposes and explores the anti-Semitism that led to the shooting and to the community response to the hatred and anti-Semitism. But this was really, you know, even thousands of miles away in Sacramento, we don't work on Shabbat. We have a Shabbat policy, and we don't send emails, we don't hold meetings. And of course, this happened on a Shabbat morning in Pittsburgh. And as we start to know about it, there's only 2 days I can remember that I worked on Shabbat. And this was one of them. And it was so scary here locally. We didn't know what was going on. We communicated with the presidents of the congregations and the rabbis, and I met with the rabbis in my office, I think in our sweats, within hours of finding out. And what are we going to do? We were in contact with law enforcement, and, you know, it was a question of, do we bring the community together? I mean, 11 people just got murdered in a synagogue. What are we going to do? And we decided that we were going to bring the community together. And we worked to plan this, and, I'll expose myself here. It was also happened to be Halloween, and I had promised my husband I would go out with him that night. And so, truth be told, you know, we were in drag, and I went to the party with him, and I spent the whole party outside in drag talking with the mayor and the rabbis, planning a community response. And 2 days later at B'nai Israel, with the help of Rabbi Alfie, we had 1,700 people show up from all across the community, from every denomination, from every religion. It was the most powerful experience I've ever experienced. And I got up and said, I'm scared to be here. but we need to be here. And this is the sort of thing that this film's going to expose and explore. Yeah. And I'm grateful that we get to show it at our festival.
And obviously an awful, a deplorable attack. But thank you for painting that visual for us of the lengths you went to on Halloween night. Jessica, we only have about a minute left, but you want to talk about the film The United States of Tahari.
The United States of Eli Tahari is a wonderful documentary about a famous clothing designer many people know about, but his story is another rags to riches story. He was born in Iran. His family had to flee. He came to the U.S. with less than $100 in his pocket and literally slept on park benches in Central Park. And now he is one of the most famous fashion designers. 50 years later, his brand can be seen in over 40 countries. So we have a live, besides this film, we have a live discussion this coming Sunday at 1 p.m. And we will have the filmmaker and Eli Tahari himself, which is such a really amazing honor. And it will be it'll be moderated by a very well-known store owner in our community, Doris Patel, who owns the Brown House. And Doris has worked in the design and fashion industry for over 40 years, and Brown House has been an institution in Sacramento. So we're very excited about that. And I want to just give a shout out to our sponsor for the film, which is the Hebrew Free Loan Association, which gives interest-free loans to people in need. And so the Rags to Riches story is really something they can relate to.
Very cool. Well, you can find out about all of the films and how to buy tickets at sacjewishfilmfest.org. We also have a link to that on our website. Willie Recht is the CEO of the Jewish Federation of the Sacramento Region, along with Jessica Braverman Birch and Tevin Laxer, the director of the Jewish Film Festival. Thank you all for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
So much.
That is it for Inside today. You can learn more about all of our guests at capradio.org/inside. You can also subscribe to the Inside podcast. Thank you to producers Cynthia Lopez and Nick Dobis, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Emily Zentner, Helga Salinas, and Megan Minata. Inside's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer, Chris Feltz. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. And I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Monday. Here is Tevin's suggestion, Baragoski, from the film that he recommended, which was Song Searcher. Have a great weekend.